A creek which flows into drought-stricken Lake Casitas is full, sending a torrent of water into this important water source for parts of Ventura County. While the flow of water is impressive, as you head to the lake itself, it's shocking to see how much it shrunk. It's down by more than 60%, and we're driving on an old state highway which hasn't been visible for nearly a half century.
What is this?
Yeah, this is the old 150 highway, which is normally underwater where we're driving right now. And when we get to the bottom of this road, it would be 77 feet underwater when the lake is full.
So the water level would actually be 77 feet over where we're at right now, roughly.
Roughly, right.
That's Ron Merkling with the Casitas Municipal Water District. The district serves more than 65,000 people in the county, as well as supplying water to other water users and for agriculture. Merkling has brought us to Lake Casitas to emphasize while drought conditions have eased for most of the state, the crisis continues for much of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
A large portion of the state was an exceptional drought, and then this month every place went to almost out of drought or moderate drought. But 2% of the state remains in extreme drought, and that happens to be the Ventura County and the Santa Barbara areas. So that's where you have the reservoirs and the groundwater at historical lows.
Merkling says the media coverage about the status of the drought statewide has lured many people in our region into thinking it's over locally, especially after we've had a long series of storms.
You look at the headlines for the major papers, and they're like, drought over, asking the state to dismiss the drought because of all the rain we've had. And, you know, that's great for Northern California, but we're actually in the epicenter of the remaining drought in California and in Ventura County and in southern Santa Barbara County. Our lake is at 37%, and I know Lake Cachuma and Lake Piru are still at historic lows, and the groundwater is still at historic lows in this area. So we need to maintain conservation, and everybody in the public needs to be very vigilant with their conservation still.
Making the situation even more confusing is the fact that while some districts on the Central and South Coast get some of their supplies from the State Water Project, others, like the Casitas District, rely on local lakes and underground supplies, which are dependent on rainfall. Lake Casitas has had about 22 inches of rain on average annually, but for the last 5 years, it's only been averaging about 10 inches of rainfall. So despite the recent storms, it's still only about a little over a third full. Merkling says the storms we've been having help, but that we need some major ones to really make a difference. Consider this. He says while the lake has received 15 inches of rain so far this season, it would take 25 inches more just to get the lake to 50% of its capacity. As we stand on an improvised marina area which has been moved multiple times due to the shrinking lake level, boater Gary Stallings of Ojai drives up. He's lived here all of his life and says what's happened to the lake is shocking.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But there's water flowing into it, so no way but up.
As a sidebar to all of this, the Water District has received numerous phone calls from people concerned about water diversion. Merkling says small amounts have to be made to meet the needs of downstream users and for wildlife. He says while they're hopeful we'll get some major storms during the next 3 months, people need to think water conservation.
Right now, when it's raining, please turn off your irrigation. There's no reason that outdoor watering should be occurring right now for anybody. Grass is getting enough water with the rain that we've been getting, so that's where a lot of the water usage is.
The Water District is looking at tapping into the state water supply and also using more groundwater since it's being recharged by recent storms. But Merkling says should we fail to get significant rainfall during the rest of the season, it could mean even tighter water use restrictions. At Lake Casitas, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.